I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. In Indonesia, Muslim men are allowed to marry more than one woman under certain conditions. Still, polygamy isn't widely practiced there. Now, some Indonesians are trying to change that. They've created a controversial club to promote the virtues of multiple marriage. The BBC's Karishma Vaswani recently met with some club members to find out what they are trying to achieve.
Rows of men kneel in prayer inside a large hall on the outskirts of Jakarta. The women sit behind. It could be afternoon prayers anywhere, but this one happens to be inside the sprawling headquarters of Jakarta's newest club, the Global Ikhlan Polygamy Club. Set up here earlier this year, but with its origins in Malaysia, the club says it has more than 1,000 members worldwide, as far away as Australia and the United States.
It's not just polygamy that's promoted here. Right now, there are classes being held for children of many of the families who are a part of this community, teaching the next generation of this club how to become good Muslims. There's also a mini-mart here that sells Islamic and halal food, even a production house which makes Islamic films.
But the main aim of the club is to promote the virtues of polygamy, as well as to support those who are struggling with their choices. In one of the club's rooms, the director of the organization, Dr. Gina Puspita, speaks to a group of young women trying to help them get over their jealousies and insecurities. She says she too found it difficult when her husband Rizdam first took on a second wife.
Walaupun mungkin pada awalnya juga saya sulit, tapi itu saya tahu itu adalah nafsu saya.
It was difficult for me in the beginning, but I knew it was because of my emotions, my desires. There are a lot of advantages for women in polygamous marriages. We learn how to control our desires and our jealousies, and this brings us closer to Allah.
But Dr. Gina's stance on polygamy is firmly opposed by other women in Indonesia, including women's activist Nur Shabani.
It's a kind of terrorizing Indonesian women, because we are fighting to abolish the Article 3, 4 and 5 in Indonesian marriage law that allowed a husband to have the second or third and fourth wife.
This country has strict rules about who is allowed to take on multiple wives. The guiding principle of Indonesia's marriage law is monogamy. Polygamy is tolerated, but tightly controlled. And you do have to go through a number of steps to take more than one wife. You have to get your first wife's permission. You must prove that she is either infertile, terminally ill, or not performing her wifely duties. And finally, you have to get the permission of a religious advisor. Although there are no official statistics for how many people in Indonesia are polygamous because so many of the marriages go unregistered, women's groups say organizations like the Polygamy Club could prompt more Indonesian men to take on multiple wives. But that's not an interpretation Dr. Gina Puspita accepts. Back at her house, she's frying up some rice and chicken for her family for lunch. She cooks while Salwa, wife number three, chops up the vegetables. It's a picture of domestic harmony, an unusual family tableau. Her husband Rizdam says this system works for them.
I think polygamy is good for me, much better than monogamy. Because in polygamy, we train also to promote or to improve our leadership. Because you have to lead four wives, it's not easy. Even to lead one woman, it's not easy. For a woman, it's much difficult.
Indonesian women's groups are calling on officials to shut the club down. But so far, the Indonesian government has said it will only monitor the club's activities. It won't curtail it. For The World, this is Karishma Vaswani, Jakarta.